Aye. Okay. All right. You'll get your decision. You get your decision. Come back. I mean, it just happened. I'm not. If had the assessor actually gone out to reassess, you might have gone up this cycle. But we're not exactly sure what happened. But she was being honest that they didn't do that. That it somehow populated on the computer back to the original value. So you got the benefit of that for at least the next couple of years. Okay.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So the Lisa Chase ones that are on here, we already ruled on hers.
Who?
Lisa Chase, which is right above Belk. She was the Lakeshore Drive, had the two houses and then the lot next to the house.
I thought you guys already did all this, didn't you? No?
Yeah, I was thinking we already done Lisa Chase, but I could be wrong.
Can you tell, Jennifer?
Who?
There's three on Lisa Chase. It's...
I thought we already decided those.
2023-302.
Hold on a second. I haven't even finished writing the motion yet.
$3,150,000.
This is Lakeshore Drive. Look at the map.
There's two properties.
Well, it was three. You had her land,
she's
but you moved it to equal.
Part of her land is in a floodplain.
She was going to come back and see if she could get a broker price opinion. That's
correct.
What this one was. Okay.
So it's a teleconference, just a color.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and call this 321 Life Abundantly. I think that's probably another nightly rental. Okay.
Branson Cove already discounted, just for you.
Already discounted,
knowledge.
All right.
Yep.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
Looks like I got adjourned. Paid the big bucks to do this.
Yep.
A lot of these people probably gone home for the day.
Uh-huh.
So theirs is only classification.
3, 2, 8. I'm supposed to go out of town tomorrow, but I don't know that's going to happen. Well, I'll find out when I have this phone call. Not till later. But.
I was going to say, aren't we on the
Oh, no, we're an all day tomorrow.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your
What time are we on for tomorrow?
9. Yep, we're here at 9. All right.
So,
on BOE 321, I'm going to have to make a motion to table to 327.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
You said 321.
Correct. Life Abundantly. All right. Lisa Chase, I can try to call her.
Yep.
Thank you.
this is Lisa. Leave a message. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any message.
Make a motion that as to BOE 298 and 302 that we table till
727. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Is there anyone that I have not hit?
Yep. Menard and Bee's Knees.
Okay, well, Menard's, I'm going to guess.
Bee's Knees was moved.
Okay, I've got a Pie Sky rental.
Yeah, she's actually on the phone.
Right now?
Yes.
What page is that on?
It's on page 44. I'm assuming this is probably a nightly rental with no other.
She's put X's on everything, including other.
Cover all her bases, huh?
Says they want to appear in person. I think it's unlawful and unconstitutional.
Okay, well, just how we need to end our day, with an unconstitutional argument. Okay.
This is a lodge at Branson Cove.
It's a Branson Cove. Okay, yeah. Those have all been adjusted, so she might not even know that it's down from what was on her card.
Correct.
Okay, let me call her. Do we have the name of the person? Is it
Joseph Craig and Mary Kay?
Mary Kay, okay.
Hello, this is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. My name is David Akers. I'm from the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have had a very long day, and we're here after hours. We're calling about an appeal for Pie Sky Rental, LLC. Is it a good time to talk on this or not?
Yes, but I would like to conference. Unfortunately, my dad had an appointment this evening. We thought we were obviously going to be going earlier today, but I do want to conference my mom in. Please, can you hold on a minute?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you guys know what page we're on the paper?
44. Top of the page, 44.
Thank you.
Hi, David.
I'm here.
Hi. Okay, we're here.
All right. Let me ask a couple questions because I think I might be able to shorten this up for you. Okay. Is this the only property you guys have in Branson or the Taney County area? I mean.
Yes.
Okay, it's the only property that you all. It looks like there's Joseph and Mary Kay Dragon, and then Pie Sky Rental LLC.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my parents. My parents and I own it.
Okay, but that's the only one you guys have in Taney County.
Correct.
Okay. Listen, we've had a lot of these, and there's two things I wanted to point out to you. One is, in Branson Cove, a lot of notices went out of increase in valuation, but since that time, the developer came and met with the assessor and gave some actual cost numbers, and the values of those came down. So I'm going to give you a value now and make sure that this should be the accurate one. It's $479,494. Is that, I'm assuming that's less than the notice that you got.
Did you receive my notice of status? I emailed it over to you guys last night. I emailed it to Susan. I sent a 10-page document that you guys were hoping were supposed to read ahead of our hearing.
Okay, we're about on our 200th appeal today, so we have not seen whatever you emailed. Who did you email it to?
She said she
I emailed it to Susan and I directly, and I also emailed it to, is it Kim Lovelace? Those were the only email addresses I had. When you guys said to send in your stuff, there was no information on where to send it. So I emailed the document to Susan directly.
We have it. I've just been told, yes. I think that we do have it. Okay. Let me, before we go into this, I notice you've said something about unconstitutional, stuff like that. We are a citizen board appointed by the Taney County Commission to hear tax appeals on these cases. The issue of rental, nightly rental, has been around here for the last 2 to 3 years, and we made a decision a couple of years ago as to what we were going to do with these properties. And the reason I gave you, I read you that value was I wanted to make sure that you had the correct value, because the value was adjusted down based on the conversation, because you checked every box on your appeal form. And I wanted to make sure first, before we get into the classification issue, that the value that we're talking about, the $479,494, is that still part of your appeal? Or is given that new value, are you okay with that?
I'm not okay with taxation at all. That's why I sent you that 10-page document. I'm in the process of correcting my status and moving this property into private juris. And so ultimately, I do think you guys need to read through that document before we move forward with any additional conversation. If we need to reschedule for tomorrow for you guys to have time to fully read and digest what I sent, I'm happy to do that. But
Sheila,
I'm not agreeing with anything at this time.
Okay. Sheila, let me kind of shorten this for you. I've been an attorney for 30 years down here. We have a real estate agent on the board. We also have a banker, but he's not here at this late hour. But with respect to the taxation issue, we're a citizen board that is tasked with following the laws of the state of Missouri and doing what's allowed to do by statute. I can't get into a constitutional argument with you, but you can go to the state tax commission and argue those things if you wish. But we have received the document. My board member here has read that document, and I've read the first part of it when you were talking about that you don't believe in tax at all. And I'm not sure how you think that a citizen board can help you with a constitutional argument, because we have no ability to do that under statute. The only thing, the only thing.
Susan's oath of office was to uphold the Constitution. So right now, I've sent you a lot of information about what is constitutional and what is not. And, as an attorney, you're operating in the juris of commerce, and I'm letting you know that I'm moving to the juris of the land, and common law is superior to commercial law. So, I would like to have it on the record that is the direction that we're heading in, and you guys are operating as a corporation. You're not operating as a government.
Okay, Mary Kay.
You're operating as an entity.
Mary Kay, from our standpoint, we have to rule on what we have in front of us. I'm going to tell you basically what we're going to do, because we're going to do it consistently with what we've done with everybody else. And that is, you only have one piece of property here. We have been classifying these as mixed use when you put them in a nightly rental program. And if you put them in a nightly rental program, then we've been classifying as 75% residential and 25% commercial. 75% residential, meaning that you have 39 weeks worth of residential use for family, whatever. But if you put it in a nightly rental program, that's why this rule kicks in. With respect to classification, that would be what we're going to put in our motion. With respect to valuation, this value